Welcome back to Redskins Nation, presented by Crop Metcalf. It's my honor to introduce an old friend, former Redskin Eddie Mason.
My brother.
How you doing, my friend?
Good to see you, Larry.
Of course, you remember Eddie as a linebacker for the Redskins, but if you live in the Northern Virginia area, especially out here towards Ashburn, Eddie started a company years ago. Yep. And first of all, do you miss playing football these many years? What was your last year?
2002 was my final season.
Wow, yep. I mean, it's been a long time. Yep. You don't miss it still, do you?
Well, I love the game. I love the game. I mean, it's just one of those deals where you're so passionate about watching it. Every Sunday it comes on, I just get excited about seeing the game. And for me, when my wife and I are watching it, the thing that we love most is she'll sit there and she just wants to see the game. I'm looking for schemes and what plays are they running in certain situations. But, yeah, I still love it and don't want to do it anymore, but I still love the game.
Let's talk about the reason you're here. Training for the Tough Game of Life, a book that is out, written by this man, Eddie Mason. And I guess we've got to give this the proper context. When you retired from the NFL, give the fans out there that don't know what path your life took you on.
Well, essentially, when I transitioned out of the league, there was a short period of time when I was out of the league injured with ACL. And that taught me a lot about second career planning. So during that time, ironically, when I got here in 99, I met a man by the name of James Thrash, which many of you know. Couldn't ask for a better man than that.
Class act.
Yeah. And one day he and I was sitting in the locker room after I had had that short stint out of playing. And we was like, you know, we got to do something different, you know, to help change these young men as they come into the league. Right. And hence Mace Training. And so he and I, we started doing that. We started a track. We did our first camp. I think it was in 2003, the summer of 2003. And it went pretty good. And but from there, man, it just kind of took off.
All right, tell us about Mace Training, and then we're going to talk about this book because it has taken off. And it's funny, you got Luke Lasord over here, you trained him, you got Charlie Knows All. Everybody knows of your business. Yep. It's really blown up. Yep. Tell us about it.
Well, Mace Training, at a sense, means the acronym is, everybody thinks it's me, but it's not. That was my nickname, but it's Muscle and Spiritual Empowerment. That's where it comes from. So really what we want to try to do is, when people and fitness enthusiasts and athletes, whether they're collegiate youth or pro athletes, want to come into the facility, our biggest thing is about, you know, meeting them mentally and spiritually first, trying to change not necessarily who they are per se, but just really give them encouragement that, you know, no matter what you face in life, you can do anything you put your mind to. And our mantra is get your mind right, you know, when you come in the door. And so since starting in 2003, our mission and our motive has been to, number one, get people in shape, get their minds right, and really challenge them and push them, not only physically, but mentally and spiritually.
Broad spectrum of people that participate with Mace Training.
Yep. Mm-hmm. We have everyday moms, you know, women who've had babies coming off pregnancies. A lot of the Redskins, wives here trained at Mace Training. Several of the athletes trained there. We've had several in the history, Lorenzo, London Fletcher. I can name, you know, tons of athletes that are trained at the facility. But our clientele ranges from a 5-year-old young kid that plays soccer all the way up to professional athletes in the NFL.
You are a class act, Eddie Mason, and this book is something everyone should go out there and pick up. Amazon.com is how you get it. Training for the Tough Game of Life. So, tell us about this book. First of all, why did you write it, and what's it about?
Well, you know, obviously we all know, and I'm sure you've seen a lot of athletes, the pitfalls and the pluses and minuses that come along with living and being a part of the what we call the family of the NFL. Yeah. There's a lot of challenges that come along with this life from the time you come in as a rookie, the money, the amount of money that guys
temptation.
Have, the temptation, the lifestyle, the clubs, the women, drugs, alcohol, you name it. And unfortunately, there was a lot of pitfalls that I had in my life. Good things, a lot of great things that happened in my career, but a lot of the great things that come out of life sometimes come from a foundation of going through a lot of pitfalls, you learning from those hard knocks of life. And so I really wrote this book from the context that I really wanted to be as vulnerable as I could in the process of writing it. So the reader, mainly the audience that I wrote it for guys who were in the NFL, and who play sports, and I really wanted to reach them exactly where they were, you know, from a lot of my rough experiences in life.
So this is not going to tell me how to get in shape.
No.
It's going to tell me how to get my mind right.
Yes. This book is really about really trying to meet a person exactly where they are. I feel like that sometimes we make some tough calls in life, And the only way that you can really, what we call, recover from that is you got to change your game plan. And part of that is making a halftime adjustment. And that's what I try to do with this book, is try to teach people how to make halftime adjustments in their life so that they can take the steps on how to win in a tough game of life.
Amazon is how you get Training for the Tough Game of Life. And, Eddie, you are a class act. You've surrounded yourself with great people because they gravitate to people like you as well. And I know the training center is going to go on, but this book is very exciting. And can I keep this so I can read it? Do I have to go to Amazon?
I bought this for you.
All right.
I bought a copy for you, Larry. And it's such a pleasure. You know how much I love and appreciate and respect you.
Hey, man, we've been buds for a long time. Good luck with the book.
Thank you so much.
And all the best with Mace Training. The great Eddie Mason. Go out and get the book, Training for the Tough Game of Life. You're going to learn something about yourself, I guess, right?
Yes, sir. And I want to tell you guys, go out there, get the copy. CoachMason.org. Is another way to get the book. And I really want to let you know that I got a book signing as well coming up.
Great, when?
Yeah, April the 4th at the Christian Bookstore in Sterling, Virginia. The Family Christian Bookstore, April 4th. Got a book signing. It's going to be there as well.
Come see this man. It'll pay off. Thank you, Eddie.
Thank you so much, brother.
Appreciate it, my
friend.
All right, more Redskins Nation right after this.